Gutted to be injured, but yeah, I'm coming along really well. I'll get the boot off next week, and I should be back training by the end of September, and hopefully by the first week of October, I'll be back out there.
And you've been made first team captain as well. I mean, tell us a bit about that. You must be absolutely thrilled with the honour.
Yeah, I'm over the moon. Obviously, the gaffer told me before the season started, and obviously it's very disappointing to get injured in the first game I was actually captain for the club. So, but yeah, I'll be back out there soon, and obviously leading the team out, and yeah, I can't wait for it. Really, it's been a long 5 weeks so far that I've been out, but I'm sure in the next 2 to 3 weeks I'll be back out on the training field and be ready to go.
Sam Hatton and Phil Smith have had the captain's armband so far in the absence. Is it a squad that has a lot of leaders, a lot of potential captains in there?
I think so, yeah. Obviously another big one, Joe Osler, who's injured at the moment, I think is a massive loss at the moment, and I can't wait for him to be back alongside me. So yeah, I can't wait for him to be back, and obviously Sam Hatton's injured at the moment. He could be out for a couple of weeks, I think. So,
no Jack Savile today as well, either.
No Jack Savile. He's got a problem with his neck. He came in this morning. He's got a problem with his neck, apparently. So, but yeah, there are a few captains out there, and I think that once me and Joe are back, we'll be a very solid unit at the back there.
Some of the Shots fans have texted in some questions as well. This one has come in from Chris Slade. How has Barry changed these things this season in his approach, sort of compared to how sort of Chris Barker managed things at the end of last season?
Well, yeah,
has Barry done anything different?
Well, obviously, I was only here with Chris Barker. Obviously, I wasn't here with Andy Scott. So I think, obviously, Barry's got a lot of experience with being a manager of a first team, so the way he comes across in training, and it's done very professionally. Obviously at Barks it was his first job, so he didn't really he did okay, but he didn't really know the ins and outs of being a manager full time. So he's done a lot of good stuff with like the back four, and a lot of things working on the units, like going forward and breaking up play and things like that. So there's a lot of work going into the patterns of play, but yeah, so I think he has changed a lot this season.
One thing we have noticed, and Joe mentioned it when he was with us on Saturday as well, is that sort of the tempo is noticeably high. Free kicks, throw-ins, corners, the Shots do try and take them as quickly as possible, just to try and get that little element of advantage.
Yeah, the manager definitely demands that off us. Obviously from the minute he came in, he said that the tempo's got to be raised from what he saw last year. So I think as soon as the ball goes out of play, we're looking to get the ball down and get it back in as soon as possible. So that really sets the tempo, and I think the other teams are starting to see that we really are a bit of a threat.
I mean, in terms of Chris Slade has asked another question, sort of about the poor start to the season in terms of results. I mean, do you think Aldershot have got what they've deserved from the opening sort of 6.5 games so far?
Well, if you look at it, Gates said, obviously, I think we definitely deserve something out of that. It was a disappointing end to that game, obviously, with a goal coming from Ryan Bowman near the end, and then obviously on Saturday again in the 93rd minute, it was very disappointing to concede again there. But I think with the amount of injuries we got and all the new faces that have come in, it was always going to be a very tough start to the season, and we've played some of the teams that I reckon will be in the top 5 or 6. So we've got this game, we've got Halifax at the weekend, who I think we desperately need to beat, but yeah, I think it's definitely a lot to build on, and obviously a lot to work on as well. But I'm sure the manager will have a good chat to him at half time, and we'll go out there and try and get a result.
From a personal perspective, as you mentioned earlier, you were on loan last season when Chris Barker was in charge. I mean, what was it that sort of Barry Smith said over the summer that got you to sign that permanent deal? Was there anything in particular there?
Well, over the past couple of years, I've not really played a lot of football, so I was very pleased to come here and play 13 games for the Shots, and I think I did very well, and all the fans seemed to warm to me, and Barry Smith just said to me over the summer, look, you're going to come here, you'll be my number one left back, and you'll be one of my main players, and you'll play week in, week out. And I didn't actually know about the captaincy then, so obviously I've said yes, I want to play week in, week out. I'm still only 22, and I feel I can play a lot higher than this, so I believe I can play very well for the Shots this year as soon as I come back, and I believe I can move on from here, whether it's next year or the year after, and I believe that I can play a lot higher. So I'm definitely going to give it my all for Aldershot Town, and being captain as well, I know I can lead this team to good things.
Have you been a captain before?
I was captain for the Ireland under 17 and under 19 national side when I was at Man United, and I have done it before, and I do believe I can lead this team to a lot of good things.